different letter than they have to be make. And that's what the Rashi's be make of it. It became a different letter. It became a ches. It became a dalet. So the Rashi is wrong. The other day, the kind of riot, the kind of Shabbos, like a kapeza, the kapokos, kapurekos, the kolecha, the vimolechos, the nafshevos, the chayet, the rapilu, the mochek, the mas, lichto, the chayet, the interesting, right? Av vavini, the bina, the tziva, the levzi, the tziva, ki hayam, the ein lor, when you need, say, the Torah, to fill the mezuzahs, it might not work, or even though you're chayet, that's what the Ran writes. Fine. Came a dalit. The Rashi is wrong. The other day, the kind of riot, the Gabbis Shabbos, like a Kapeza, the Kotokos, Kotorechus, the Kolecha, the Vimolechus, Nav Shabbos, Michaye, the Rapilu, the Mochig, Amas, Lichtov, Kaya, that's interesting, right? Av Mavini, the Bina, Tziva, the Levzi, Tziva, Ki Hayav, Na Einlon, when you need, say, the Torah, to fill the mezuzahs, it might not work, or even though you're Chayav and Shabbos. That's what the Ran writes. Fine. Let me ask you a question. Go like the Rambam. With the Magen Mishnah, try the Rambam. Like the Chayim Mishim Roshay. What would you say about Chok Tokos? Chayim Mishim Roshay. So the Divya Chesna writes, Chok Tokos is no less than Roshay. Nisu. Chok Tokos is no less than Roshay. May not be officially a code, it's already a full letter, but it's no less than Roshay. And there's assumption. Argument is an assumption. He has a stickle of kash. But the Rajba, as the Magid saw in the Magid Mishnah quotes, the Rav Aigon, the Pshat and Rashi, some money is wrong. Behold, the Pshat and some money is wrong means presumably all like the Rambam Sheik. And the Rambam Sheik is its full glory, where the Magid Mishnah interpreted the Rambam. So therefore, the Rajba should be of the opinion, says the Rav Chesna. He should be of the opinion that Roshim is Chayav. So if Roshim is Chayav, how could Chok Tokos be potter? That's his cash. Okay, it's a few assumptions. That's his cash. If Roshim is Chayav, which he assumes you walk under the Rajba, because he rejects Rashi and accepts Rav Aigon like the Rambam's child of Simonius, then he thinks Roshim should be Chayav. Then why is Chok Tokos potter? That's a cash. Again, it's an interesting cash. What's the answer? That's interesting. Why did Rashi say a Sefer Torah with Kav? He's talking about a Sefer over here. Sefer is a Sefer Torah. Why can't it be a friend of a case? The guy's running, I don't know what he's writing. He's running his Kedusha Torah. In those days they wrote Kedusha Torah, I think they wrote Sama Shuri. Right? Kedusha Torah and Shver Rambam. And then he has a case, they separate the two Zions. Why are you referring to a Sefer Torah over here? He's talking about what? Why did Rashi say a Sefer Torah over here? Why did Rashi say that? Why is Rashi saying that? Because you know why. Otherwise, you'd be puttin'. Like Aleph, Aleph. Zion, Zion, like Aleph, Aleph. Answer me a kasha. Answer me a kasha. It's a word. Well, it's an interesting answer. A word in what language? Is it really in Hebrew? You don't find the word to my knowledge. Clay is an Aramaic word, and it's used about Hebrew. This really is an Aramaic word. The Hebrew word to move is no, lanua, right? No, but no, it's Hebrew. The word zuz is really an Aramaic word. He's wanting me to write maybe an Aramaic word in the Hebrew character wouldn't count. As I was chatting this Rashi, referring to a Sefer Torah, because otherwise you'd be popular, because Zion is like Aleph Aleph. Oh, Sefer Torah. That's a whole different story. Not even one letter to make a question. Fine. Since Torah is Sefer Torah, that's how the Rashi knew that it wasn't Chok Tokos. Ooh, wow. A filthful. This is the Divrei Yecheskel still. And the Ran rejects it, but the Ran left out Rashi. You know, the Ran, you ever see the Ran? He always quotes Rashi. You know, he doesn't tell you Rashi said. The Ran always quotes Rashi as a matter of course. List one he left out. What about Sefer he left out? He left it out. Not talking about a Sefer. Memela came out against the Rashba. in the Hanami. According to Shabbos itself, perhaps the Rashi would agree. He's only saying he's only talking here because he thinks it's talking about the same Torah text. An interesting suggestion. Another reason why maybe only Sefer Torah is because a Dalet from a Reish is only Sefer Torah. That's only one letter. Zion is two letters. You can say it's not a Sefer Torah. But Dalet is only one letter. How's he talking about a Sefer Torah? Because the Torah, the two I mentioned, is the same breath. Presumably it's referring to a Sefer Torah. Oh, and the Sefer Torah must be kosher, the Rashi is deducing. Why? Because the Sefer Torah is possible. Then, although you've finished every single letter of the Sefer Torah, you ain't finished yet. You have to fix it up. It's called either Eino Miskayeh. Over the tikkun, these letters are going to be fixed later on, going to be changed later on. Or you plan to go further. So the Gemara earlier, if I do something and not finish what I plan to do yet, you'd be pumped. That is, boys, the uni is an interesting thing. The Magen Avraham, they asked me to see. Both I go, Smaimini, it's a little stop for anxiety. Boys, the uni is Potter. I have a Zion. Only missing the talking on top. How much more so than he calls Ksav Meshita? What's Ksav Meshita? What does it mean? It's not the real genuine article. It's something which is similar to, but not identical to, it's a kind of a script. They say Rashi Ksav. So the Nishma Shabbat has our script. You write a letter in script. Yeah. It's also called it's a Meshita of the black letters. It's a shortcut. The reason that it's introduced, it's easy to write Meshita. You don't have to pick your pen off. You go to A, B, C, you write all, connect all the letters together. And then I guess that the Rashi script, well, let's say the script that you are not, you're taking notes in Hebrew, you're not writing Shabbat Shirutz. Unless you really want. You're writing what we call Aksav, it's not quite Sav Rashi, it's what we call. You get it easier. So that's part of the Kavachomer of Boy Ziyuni. The question becomes, Gaval, if Roshe Mishayev, you saw from some song, if Roshe Mishayev, with a Magavishal Nemshah, Aksav Mishita possibly be Potter? I think it's impossible. Roshe Mishayev. Chosas Ziyuni is a different story. He's writing Ksav Ashuri. He didn't finish the Ksav Ashuri. That's why he could be called. He didn't write the Ksav that you planned to write. If you're writing script, you finish the script. And the script is a done product. It's an independent entity. Interesting. Now, you could say, however, that the reason why a potter by missing the unity is not because the letters are inferior. No, not at all. That was mine is wrong. The letter missing a tag is 100% a good letter, and if you plan to stop there, you'd be chayv. If you plan to stop there, you'd be chayv, because they're perfectly good acceptable letters. The only reason why you're not chayv is if you plan to go further, and you haven't finished the job yet. It's like an obvious point. Why did I go to Smiley think of that? Boy, the word with boy is the uni means you have to go fix it up and put the tagging on. So he, the Deria Cheskel, says, well, he thought it's like Shem Mishul. Like if you write two Zions, you're missing the tagging, you should be Chayev, like you wrote Shem Mishul. Which is not at all compelling. They wrote two full letters. He wrote the letters themselves and not quite complete. Not quite complete. Yeah. Finally, and this Kudos is the same as the Yeheskel, we mentioned yesterday that the Yoloch quote, if you go to him and the Yudas suggests a child in our Mishnah, quoted as a Ruah, it's Kol Loshen, but only to write Savashuri. Only Savashuri. That's interesting. Is that true or not? He claims, an amazing claim, does the Yeheskel. You put it. If you write, hello, hey, lam and vav. I think that's the way you word in Hebrew these days. You write down today, test vav dalad yud. Maybe you're puzzled. Because in English, you got the wrong letters. In Hebrew, there's no such word today. Otherwise, he says, there's no tzira in two letters. You need two letters together. You write on tes, vav, dalet, yud. There's no connection between the letters. There's no such word in that language. That, one second. That's why there's the Minchas Kenach kasha. Minchas Kenach asks, zaz is a word? The answer is it's an Aramaic word. He wrote it in Hebrew, Ksav Ashuri, right? And therefore, it's garnished. That's what led for forced Rashi to say that it's referring to a Sefer Torah. An interesting point. Rashi said in the Mishnah, Aleph is Chayim. Aleph is Chayim. That means nothing. Kavakomer or something else. It's a Zayim. Well, Rashi said that on the Mishnah, but we don't pass it. We're going to go later on. The Machlokes HaTanaim and Kufil in the days, we pass it. I'm a passes. Aleph is puzzle. Again, that's the conventional assumption according to the Rambam. And everyone here agrees. But that's how the Mechaschin and others say it's Yishita HaRambam. And this is against the Be'alach, who said according to Rashi, Aleph is puzzle, only if you intend to write the whole word. Azrecha. But Aleph is Tamil Bichai. That's what the Be'alach claims. That may not necessarily be the case. Fine. So the Gevorim here, right on this page 74, quotes our Gemara of Notel Gagam of the Ches left of the Zayin. You see from here, you don't require the unit. There's no tagging there. But if you're looking at God's time in the empiric Aleph in the Pastan, like that guy did a very artistic job. When he took away the roof of the Ches, he was left with two Zions with their target. Color war artist, actually. You know that it was thing. So that Ryan's not right. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Let's now discuss some more nicer, bigger things. The Nishma Shabbat I mentioned before, you look it up in Simon Sam of Gimel, that script is like the Meshita of old. Because it's a kitzer of the full English language that resembles the block letters, but not quite the same. It's just to make a comparison, to make a pen up, etc., etc. Others say, no, script is an independent ksav. An independent ksav. Ksav Rashi is a shayla. It's a that we use when we take notes in Hebrew. And the Magen Avraham, it's a kitzer, it's not sure. Maybe it's like chas is yudim, which is potter. The kitzer of a different kind of letters. Or no? The Mishnah Berurah, as we already mentioned before, holds Chos as a Yudim is in fact Chayim. Based on Nichos Tefillin, Nichos Gittin. What do the Gemara? I guess he learned Nichos Tefillin out. The Mishnah Berurah says Chof Beis Os Hey. Let's take a look. It says the Perish. You are Chayim. He doesn't bother telling us, I missed it somewhere. What do the Gemara? Let's take a look just for a minute. Mem, Siv of Beis, Oz Hey, page Kup Sadi in my edition. The Yosel Shaman of the Kiev, who are feeling low Nasa, came out of the second one, Aleph Gimel. That's what everyone assumes. Aleph Gimel is Chayim. What's the mission? Some of them are sneezing and causing their own, so Chayim will kill them. They have Shabbos, and it means a word. Wanted to write more. Still chayim. Change the shmuel. That kind of stuff. That. He passes the lamed vav. Ain as a yudah shalosh and shatnas gets nake. Sin the tzav below zeh. You write two shteyos. I feel it was time. But he's a yudah gam kein chayim. Kosh the tzav the alad the rikri tzav the chayim. Get me right below the yudah. Alad the tzav gam I feel below zeh. What do you do tomorrow? And let us keep it with the rice of a chol tzav and a chol losh. Center of the ruin. Fine. Where do the Gemara? You have to say that the Gemara is referring to a case where you plan to add this unit later on. You haven't finished yet. Or it's in the Sefer Torah where you have to erase it or play with it. But if you're going to leave it that way, you would be chayav. I assume that the Mishnah Berurah means, though I don't keep saying it with favor. What about one letter of both sides? What about one letter? The Mishnah Berurah writes here in Oz Dalet. And a cause of chayim chadat atshiyut of shtei osios, alam cause of os achas afilo yoyse gedola kshtayim potem mechadas v'nikom kov gisa dorai seika afilo v'os achas v'kanal bereish hasimin. look it up. Reish Simon is Sif Aleph. It's talking about a different halacha completely. By pulling out hairs. Shtei Saras. What about Sara Achas? That's the halacha Al by Sara Achas. He says Sara Achas will be awesome in the right. So Chatzi Shir, awesome in the Torah. Because it's the Rufi. Correct the halacha right there. It's against our Mishnah. Why? Our Mishnah Kuf Dalam and Beis says, Einam Negim Zeim Zeh Potter. You write two letters and they're not near each other, you're Potter. And the word Potter, what does Potter usually mean, Rabosai? Usually means Potter, Abel also what? Usually, but the Rabbanim. As the Gemara has an Avgimel, the Gemara has an Avgimel, as it usually means. Usually means. He says, well, it means that the loss also at least with the Rabbon. But the retains it with also in Atok. Nor has to be a lot of Simon Shemem Sif Aleph Dibra Maskil Al. Tosefta. The Tosefta on my deck is a Tosefta Beit right there. And that bar on the closest to me next to the top of the stage is Tosefta Beit. That's it. Tosefta Beitz of Perek Dalit. Hakosei Shteosios Ben Kisrekosh and Kisrekedev Shabbos Chayev Chatos. Vakosei Os Achas. Chayev Chatos. Here we go. Bein Shabbos. And the Yontif Ein Ochayev Ela Mishum Shvus. Woo! Dalet Beis and Beit sounds like it's only a Dindirabonon. Dindirabonon. So, in the footnote, it says, the Chakam Tzvi, only by Surya Chilas Chatzim Shiyotim in the Torah, not Bishar Yisurim, Kan Raya Ledvarim. The famous Rashi, by Boer, I think, Chatzim Shiyotim Doraisa, against the Chakam Tzvi. So what do you do with this Tosefta? The Nishma Shabbos says an interesting mahalach here, again requires further explanation. I'll just say the words. It's not a chatzi shir, it's a chatzi malach. You know what those words mean. By otso, I do an akir without a hanacha, we assume at the rabbana. We assume. What about this last year? So most people assume. Chatzi malach. So, shtei osios is also considered to be a chatzi malach, not a chatzi shir. So, not so intuitive. If I had to do two different things, it'd be right. But if I write the same letter twice, I'm chayim in certain cases. Right? Well, write that letter, it's repeating. That's something different. Here, I know two different things. Chatzim alone. I write down gimel, I'm chayim. I write down one gimel. Why should it be considered a chatzim shir? That's the question. I don't know. Just mentioning that. I don't know.
Is he explaining the
Mishnah? He's explaining it. Okay, I'll be. It's against Tosefta. I don't know. Against Tosefta.
Mitzvah the
Gavi Chol. You don't pass like the Tosefta. Not called it Shas. I don't know. Look at the bottom of Tosefta. I only know the Nishma Shabbos. See, I didn't know about the Tosefta. Have to look in the portion of the Tosefta and see what they say. We chored Chabad Avkamina. I don't have an Avkamina. Can you write one letter? Ain't no miskayim. With that machaber before. If it's Rabbanon, like we said, Roshim and Rabbanon is not the Ainam Miskayim. What about one letter of Rabbanon? One letter of Miskayim. The way the Mishnah Berurah is Chas V'Shol. It's Chas V'Shol from the Torah. But according to this Tosef, then maybe it would be. No, no. Let's not go to the Shmir Shabbos Kilkos. Shmir Shabbos Kilkos, let's see what he has to say about the Malacha of Tosef. You don't mind. Perek Tezayin Sif Chof Gimel. Perek Tezayin Sif Chof Gimel. Okay. Mutl the Sakin, the Chiviskoki Osios, the Tsiurim, Shemem Anishim Osios, Okelke Osios, the Tzvuna Liat, Zeli Adze, Mitzach Motsu Lemila Shleino Lutvuda. Ushala Yikvaz Amila Oaz Apunim and his Geras. Again, a halot of Hashonim is Kavim and his Hadgim, Ze, Gozer.
Tomorrow also, if I can. I gotta
move. So it says in the Mishnah for Dal and Aveis, Al Shnei Kosli Zavius, Al Shnei Rebochei Pinchas, Dei Negin Zem Zem Chayim, Zos Rashi, Pinchas, Kosli Zavius, near each other in the corner, and then Rebochei Pinchas, Pinchas Shal Chanvanam Kein Osan Shal Sokrim, Shiesh Shal Ruchim Harbe, Chakukim Betukim Bishabo, Al Shnei Luchim Pinchas, Rebusa Shmina, Yav Al Gad Lav Aluch Echol Heim, Dei Negin Zem 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 Say how the book and Tukum does the Chayim. You have to write on the edge of both sides. If you don't write on the edge, you're not Chayim. The Rambam says nothing about the edge. You don't have your base, there's nothing about it. The Ragavishan says, you'd be Chayim anyway. Why? Why? You look at the Ragavishan, it sounds like he's saying that, well, let's talk about Gvil. When you talk about Gvil, there's no need, I don't have to cut it off, because I can just bend it. I can take a piece of paper and bend it so the two are next to each other. I don't have to write on the edge. If that Magamishus means what I think it means, then there's no machlokas between Rashi, perhaps not the whole Rashi and Rambam. Rashi refers to a hard luach, we have to actually cut it off, mechusa ktitza, and therefore it's mechusa maisa, whereas Rambam refers to something which is soft, which bends over, which is you can just bend it over, you don't have to cut anything off. Bending is not considered a maisa. Where do I get this expression of mechusa maisa? That's the gemara we'll end with today. It'll be very important for tomorrow's shiur. Chosem was achas mitzveri, achas mitziporei chayim. Tziviyam was mechusa kreva. Ayvat nan chosem al shnei kosti avayach al shnei tafi yipikas. Vein negin zem zeh potter. Chosem mechusa maisa de kreva. Ochalo mechusa maisa de kreva. Rashi. Who's the mice of the craver? Ain't on the carbon, El Ayadek, Sito Amasi Benayan. Right? Referring to a case, it's only Chayav, you're missing only a craver of the alma. This leads to a very important question. Two important questions. If I put two letters on a common background, is that considered cultivated or not? And number two, the mental goddess from Arbre, and it's all together, and I'm the chas of the craver, I take and make it Rechokim Zemizem, and put it back again. Is that considered to be closer for that? That was a solid description. Couple of brief notes that we spoke about yesterday. One of them is, in the same delivery of Peskel, he started off with an offense and then a defense. He started off with an offense by assuming that the Rambam, in the Torah, says that when it comes to the shrieking, without any simon. And the reason would be, because the Magen Mishnah is right. Let's start from the beginning. Because the trick of this puzzle. This is the Rambam says first, this is why he wrote mem, without a dad on top. Now you've written the dad on top, that would be considered roshen, the dad itself is a reshima. And since you have a mem with a dad on top, which means my sir, Rishimas. The mem is a Rishima and the dad is a Rishima. So he thought already, oh, that's why the Rambam always wrote mem without a dot. Then he woke up and said, as you asked me, yourself, the Pirish of Mishnah has a dot, and then Frankel has a dot. Now he's on defense. So he's a switch hitter. He goes on defense. He's a very good defensive player. He says, well, out of shot. The shot is interesting shot. You write mem, which means meiser. It's not the same as the Rishimas of the Mishnah. You had Yud test, Yud means 10, test means 9, means 19. Mem means mem. The Da'at doesn't mean anything. It's just, this is a delicate sorrow. It's just an instruction to the reader to read the remainder by heart. Someone's smiling. That's what he says. He started off with a Gavaldiga, tremendous riot, and then it turned into a boomerang on him. When he has the Pirish Mishnah, and then we have the Frankel Rambam. So he became a terrorist. That's Ha'ar number one. Ha'ar number two, I'm just showing that Me'iri Pilei Ployim Mamish. The Me'iri says, the Pshat and the Gemara, we just learned. The Gemara says a person has a dal and makes into a resh by removing the little corner. The Me'iri says, he's tired. You know why he's tired? We have to have two osius. We have two osius. We have two osius. Because you erased one and wrote another. You erased the dal and wrote the reish. Pidulei, loyin. These are two separate malachas. He quotes the Yerushalmi. There's no such Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Yechayim Mishum Kosev and Yechayim Mishum Och. That's Gansan impossible. There's only two letters in total. It means Osir. The view is a Pella Osir, but it does exist. It's on the books. Okay. Another other ploying, which we'll leave for some other time. Let's go on to our discussion on Kuvdala and the base. That's what we're holding now. Very important stuff. Kuvdala and the base, we talk about the Sugya of Neg and Zebazet. It's relevant to two fundamental cases in Allah. One is cakes. And two is books. You have to see what it says, and so what's going on with the cakes and with the books? This is Lamaisa. This is a famous Mordechai. Let's look at the Mordechai inside. It's better. Shin Sabbathes. Shin, I'm sorry, I gave you a bump steer. We'll go right to the Mordechai. Shin Sabbathes. Shin Sabbathes. Page 148. Nishla Rabbeinu Meir. What is it? Nishla Rabbeinu Meir. Al Ugos, Atinokos, Ekos, and Aleia, Maosios, the Tevos. Take over most of Atinokos, the Yonkos. Nation. Even Shemok, the Yonkos, Leki, Sura, the Raisa, the Mokak, Elam, and Aslipto. And I mean, in Paracol Gotham. He was Sura, the Rabbon, and Eko. He took a lockish to cut off of the veil, the Bezim, and Tumanos, Afisho, Ekos, and Vimna, the Adain. All right, okay, but if you and I, according to this Mordechai, may not eat cake if there are osios on top of the cake. Happy birthday! That's it, you can't eat it. The big day Yesha says, "Bikanir Elisha, also Lirshon on a safer, shame on safer, be Bechut al Adapit, but the Yiftach also be Shabbat, be Easter osios, Mahadodi, Yadom, and the Mechika, Pain Shamat, Shnitzik, Kosov came to save the Hasidim. What does that mean? I don't know exactly what that means. But you see already right up in front, these two famous shaylas are right here. The two famous shaylas about Mechika that are practical for you and for me. Fine. So the Ramah quotes the Mordechai. Let's open up to the Ramah. Everyone open up, please. Sim and Shin, M. Sim Gimel. Osir Lishvar Uga. Shekosiv Olea Kamin Osios. Apalti Shen and the Skavirak Lachacharak Lachila. Tahavi Moche. Quotes the source. The Mordechai. Yeah. True. There are more quotes it. Says the Mordechai. I'm wrong. Quote about the Mishnah Berura. Because of our osis is the day Paris, ain't la happen. Why? I'm not sure why this is. Because of the bugger about May Paris. Flowers on the side of the book. some books up on the side. You know, they don't have mental gas in the library, but they have, you know, certain flowers. That would also be a problem. It would also be a problem. Yeah. That is the Rash Halevi. The Rash Halevi. That everyone quotes. The Mamon Avraham quotes it. The Brun quotes it. Sharon Vilchov. Now, Rash Halevi. What did he say? The Davka Shankos Min Al Ugos Osios Min Dover Ache. Avak Shek Sivi Mi Al Uga Atzma Vitzbus Al Biyadayim Shari. The Ein Shem Ksiva Olel. Ume Merel Al Shach Vazem Mechik. What does that mean? Sounds like he's saying, well, it could be one of two things. Either the, you're talking about alphabet cookies. You know, I don't have cereal alphabets, is that? Alphabets, right, that's alphabets. Mwah! Mwah! There's a lot of sugar in it. Oh, I still taste it. Alphabets. So you can't have alphabets on Shabbos? No, the Rashi even said alphabets is okay. Why? Because you're not writing a happy birthday on top of a cake. Or, I think it means like the certain cookies. The Israeli cookies, they all put the name of the frumin, whatever they still have frumin still around. No more. Adar, or Osem, whatever they call it. They have, it's embedded. Right? Or Hershey bar. They still have that? That's Hershey? No, still exists. Yeah. Make sure it still exists. So these things that some of the Rashi Levi was making. Maybe he felt the Xerich and Yehol Avodah and had alphabets and Nestle's Crunch and all these things. But the Chazanish doesn't understand this. What's the difference? What's the difference one to the other? Not so simple. Not so simple where it comes from. So the Dogma Meravava says it's a Mefurish Gemara. A Sweekin and Mitziyorim and Pesach. So you can yot to the Sweekin and Mitziyorim and the Pesach is a Mechika. Yot to the Seder. Chazanish doesn't like Tzav. He's not happy with this cool. Dogma Meravava also has other coolest. Namely, it's only the Rabbanon, because it's not Bochum Raslech. But okay, the story is the Mordechai, but he says to Rabbanon, well, if you intend to erase it, you're right, it's also the Rabbanon. Here, you only intend to eat it. Dabba Shein and Miskave. Aye, it's a what? Do.
Secretion.
Well, secretion, but the Rabbanon is what? Now we, the Chaka holds that way, and she did not have the Tumas and Hesh, and the first and second. It's a question with the Rabbanah and Mutta, but the Mishnah Brewer and all the other posts would say no. It's a question with the Rabbanah, in fact, is us. And even if you'll say, if it's a question with the Lord Nicholai, with the Rabbanah, that would be a better way to say that it's Mutta. It's a question with the Lord Nicholai by the Rabbanah. Okay? So the question is, what is it the Rabbanah over here? Spent some time on this last year, after a lot of time, that the gracious Lonichle with the Rabbanon is only mutter if the Rabbanon is an intrinsic thing, the Rabbanon, as opposed to if it's a din klali. In other words, I say it's a mekalkel. And then we possibly mentioned recently, the mekalkel that's the gracious Lonichle with the Rabbanon. But the gracious is something which is intrinsically within the melacha itself, it's only the Rabbanon, for it's not because of a klali is the reason, for it's partly is the reason, then. Like Tosu Kuf Gimel, Tikkun Monach. If you take a berry off the Oshanis, off the Hadassim, the Tosu says it's Mutta. Even the situation, that's not a Makkah Bapatnish, though, right? Since it's only the Rabbanon Minei Obey, with the Hilkos Makkah Bapatnish, the Rabbanon is it's only the Rabbanon. So then you pass in it's Mutta. But it's only the Rabbanon, because if it did Kloli, it's awesome. What about over here? Pashas, it's a Pashas. Again, Yosef, the real Locha said, Mochek Amanas Lichtel is not an intrinsic requirement. This shouldn't be a Mekalke. And if you're Mochek, not Amanas Lichtel, but Amanas Taki, he said it's a Kibble, that's considered Chayim in Atar, then the only Darabonah is in Kholi of Mekalke. So therefore, the Segregation of Lonichale shouldn't be good by this Darabonah. Again, I repeat. The Dogma Bevava said, it's on the side of the page, that you put because it's Darabonah, it's Mutta because it's Segregation. By the Rabbanim, as the Mechaber said in Shinyadal. Mishnah Brura passes in Rov, Post, and Molan Avraham, and everybody disagree with that Mechaber. Segregation by the Rabbanim is us. Next step is the Segregation is blown Nichole by the Rabbanim. So now we can say it's not so posh that it's Mutter, because here the Rabbanim, again, If you hold up, you need mochamanas lichtov b'davka, then it should be mutter over here. You're missing the intrinsic aspect of the melacha mochik. But if you hold, you know, the mochik, any time you mochamanas attacking, it's going to be doraisa. Like erasing a note, I owe $100, you erase that, it's also to be a lucky source of doraisa, it's going to be so then the only reason why I'm going to know mochik, shalomanas lichtov is why, because it's a mechalkel, the current is in klali, but in klali, and we have suggested that there's no kula, by this Darabonim. It's not so posh to say. Not at all. Not at all. Not posh. Not posh. Nope. So how will the dog of the Rabbis take shot in the Mordechai? I mean, he's going to argue with the Mordechai? No. Mordechai has a separate case. What do you mean you're giving Tinochus letters? It's talking about Shavuos. On Shavuos, they bring them to the Cheder Rebbe, and they give these delicious lettuce and put honey on them, and you say you should swallow these lettuce, eat these lettuce, it's going to go into your stomach, and it's going to make you remember the Torah Kedusha. It was a whole ritual, no sense. Oh, they have a chavet to have the letter, the aleph, and the beis, be erased, go into your tummy, yummy for the tummy, so you should have a school to remember the Chokmas HaTorah. That's what the Mordechai asked. But if you just want to eat the cake, a happy birthday. Or just you want to eat the H and happy. The B of birthday. It's kacha, they want to be the so happy birthday. You just want the cake, man. That's all you care about. You don't care about the birthday. You want the cake. So that, the Dr. Merover says, would be potter, would be mutter, he claims. Again, it's not at all possible. Not at all possible. The Taz is a different mahalach of the Sukkot base. Mekalkel b'derech achila. The old story. The Rana Kuf Ben Vavi spoke about the Asim Mekalkel and the Umatim b'derech achila. Got it? So here's another example of it. It's a different kula. So the Mishnah Brewer doesn't know what to do with this over here. It's a Kod Yizayin. The Ramah Asim Dagavos make. What do you do? He said, oh, sure. Yeish bismach Allah she'enu shov v'mokam osyos b'yodo v'akim piv derech achila. Makes up sure. He says, take a big bite, and the alphabet's not so hard. Even if that's this crunch, the small one, that's also not hard. The big ones, no. One big bite, not always one big bite, but maybe many bites. If you're not going to break with your hand, you're going to... How do you cut the check out? The problem. If they lick it off, that's not... Don't do what anybody's looking at. Don't quote me. That guy's a big trouble. You know, you're not going to get out of this problem. I don't know how to do that. I don't know. Yeah. So Shlomo Zalman has episode of art. In Perik Yud Aleph, Aro Laman Aleph. I'll read it to you. I'm not sure what it means. But let's see it together. Interesting idea. Goes back to the old story which we spoke about before, about Korea es Achovis. You're allowed to rip the oar off the top of the barrel, and you're allowed to break the barrel itself. So how do you do all these things? Same way as I gave you a heter. Break the barrel and rip the leather. So too, you can lach to the ugar kedeloch lach apish emoch dosis. And he says, shuvar isi b'varash alevi shumat miktam zeh b'chol gavno. Whoa! But the Rash Alevi is based upon this. I don't have this truth from Rash Alevi. He tells you where it is at least. Someone else told me where it is, what similar it is. But I don't have him a Rashi Levi. He says, even the post of a machmir when it comes to mechika, the only matir, whatever you call Korea, Soser, but not mechika. What's the difference? He says, look, Shviras Achavis and Kriyas Aura is like, it's like Shviras Egozin. You're not a crack a walnut. Presumably the barrel or the leather on top is actually like the shell of the walnut. Aval in your mechika, shena shayechas b'shviras agozim. Don't do with the shviras agozim.
Lowy Kiva. Not taking sense shot why the whole world is Machmir in the Shabbat, not for the other consideration. So up there, here's the last punchline, which I don't quite grab. When they have the Shloma, the Chol is a Dafka, but Osiel Sha'al HaKov is so Al Gabi Ha'uga. Aval Osiel Shein Mamesh Me'uga Atzmo, Rav Adoma Le'ego Atzmo, Vozeh Ein Isim Alocha Shal Mechika, end quote. Whoa, that's a jump. That's a jump. I would have said that you have an ego. So other coverings, be they barrels or be they leather, are comparable to the shell of a walnut. But mechika is a nude walnut. He says, no, if the letter, the alphabet, or the nest is crushed, that's like walnuts. I'm not exactly sure what that is. That's quite a leap. He said, there is no comparison to walnuts. It doesn't exist by walnuts. Now, Kodesh Baruch didn't make walnuts and said, happy birthday, on. What can I tell you? So I don't understand exactly what he's saying, but he's trying to give some kind of a svara for this Maharaj Halevi, I believe in. I don't know. Okay, now we have this big machlokes, it's a real fight. In the Taz, Sukkot and Beis, about the letters. The machlokes in the Levush and the Ramah, giants. The Levush is Mochek Amanaz Lichton, Yechach Oshashani Michatos. Wow. Chaosim and Atorah. You open the book, the Mendel got it from the library, and now you send Mendel, and now it doesn't say Mendel anymore. And now and you plan to close the book when you finish learning, it's going to be a kosher, so it's Mochek Amas Lichto. Wow, as a rice, as a rice. We spoke about this once before. The Tosin Tzadi Dalit said it's not true. Even if you need, it has to be attacking more than it was. Here, you're just restoring it to the original status quo. So what's going on over here? If you recall, I think it was the Avnei Nezer who quoted this Levush as a source that maybe it should be Chayev, even just to restore it to its original state. The Alter Rebbe, in Simon Reish Ayin Chesed Beis, quotes Tosfos Tzadi Dalet, says, Yesh Olam like Levush, but Levush and others disagree. If you restore it to its original state, that's also coming up to be Chayev. Avnei Nezer Kuf Pei Beis Gimel says, the Machloekes of Shimon Rav Yehuda. First of all, it's called Rav Shimon. So in order to be considered a Shashkada. Tartan is Shad Nadanez, Simon Reish Yud, Sid, Cotton, Chet, Rom Shakivan. And that comes the according to Rambam, it holds ancient goof with the chayim, then there'd be a chashash chadach. If that is chad, then there's a simon reish yud, siv, cotton, ches, brok shekivan. So now comes the main thing they're fighting about. The main thing they're fighting about is the slora, which the Taz mentions at the very end and rejects, and Abinezer there and Shukot Gimel accepts. The Taz is based on himself on a Mechusa Kraver. What's a big deal? I have a book, I open it up, I close it, open, close it. Mechusa Kraver is nothing, I didn't do anything. It's not, I ain't a lone bo, hek below coast, if you're right. At the end, the Taz says, wait a minute, not quite the same. Because in the case of the Gemara, what did I do? There were two letters. It said, Aleph Beis. I put the Aleph here and the Beis here and the back and forth. So Mechusa Kraver doesn't mean anything. It's not a Mokir, not a Koser. But over here, what did I do? I didn't cut the Aleph Beis this way, separate between the Aleph and the Beis. I cut it this way. I have no Aleph and I have no Beis. It's half an Aleph and half a Beis on top and half an Aleph, half a Beis on the bottom. That should be considered worse. The Taz at the end suggests that it's wrong. It doesn't make a difference. It's all the same. I mean, it screams. What do you mean it's all the same? Why is it all the same? What kind of all the same? It doesn't make any sense. If Medag and Lashna Gemara not that way. Because of the Gemara, the Abkundal and Abedbeis, when it has the expression of the Chusa Kreva, what does it say over here? Ksivahi Elisha Mechusa Kreva. It's a letter. What is it? Ksiva. It's a letter. It's a letter. This is missing the combination with the other letter. But in the case of the mental goddess and larva, you've opened the book, then it's no letter at all. And the Taz says, no, it's also like a half a letter. That's an interesting shadow. That's the main point of this contention over here. The main point of contention between the Taz and the Lavush. Interesting shadow. Very interesting. Interesting. Oh. That's one halakhic issue which comes from this idea of Neg. The next one is the Mogan Avram Sukkot and Yud, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. What about the Mishnah Berurah here? This is the Mogan Avram, is referring to a case where you have various letters, and you take the letters and you place them against the background. What the Gemara gets up for? Tochev osil shel kesef al gavei beged. You take silver letters and you affix them to a background. You might be possibly chayav. But the machzis hashekel on the bottom of the Magen Avraham says, he looked in Gittin. On that dot, came out backwards. Not as backwards. Kashmir, the Tosa Shabbos. I looked it up, we have the Tosa Shabbos here. Yes, I cash. What does it say there? They rock mu get ala beged the makat. You wrote a get, not you wrote it with ink. Get a, what's the cloth? You take a needle. You start writing harayat mu teres pachalodom, and you start writing a get. Fancy weather, anyway. You know, if you have the clues on the wall, or get on the wall, it's embroidered, get it. We'll look them off. Maybe she hates her husband so much, she wants that get on the wall the whole life, but she doesn't really get out of it. Well, that's but that's not what I was talking about. Okay? That is the Gemara there, it's not considered self, I care. It's not, Rashi explains, it's not Kavua. It's not Fakir Adarabba. The writer is Potter. It's not considered to be Tzav. But the Nishmas Adam discussed this in Kalal Amaziah and Tzav Bakes. Well, the case we're discussing over here is where you didn't just put a connection on top and on the bottom, you made another connection in the middle. Connection on top and on the bottom and in the middle. So it is Kavua. If it's Kavua, you would be. As a matter of fact, the Mishpatanim said that's why if you take two letters and they were here, you put them near each other, you put them. You know why? Not Kavua. Okay, now you see it, now you don't. It's moving back and forth. Not Kavua. Fine. On this basis, we started seeing yesterday, the Shemir Shabbos Tulchasa, Perek Tezai Siv Kof Gimel. You want the Aser Scrabble. Not plain Scrabble. Plain Scrabble is mutter. You put two letters in A and there B, it's garnished. But deluxe Scrabble. I have to use those words. If you look at the Lamas Esmolovas book, it's clear. It's Aser in deluxe Scrabble. I think the Shabbos home also. Deluxe, everyone knows what deluxe Scrabble is?
No.
Wow. He's a purist. Look over these newfangled devices. He plays regular Scrabble. Deluxe Scrabble is, instead of it's the plain flat board, they have a board where each and every letter has a little frame. So you put the letter, you know, on triple word score, triple letter, but everything has its own little frame. But you can stay. You ever play Scrabble and get annoyed, the little kid comes and just bangs it away. It's a little bit it's a little bit better than it's in a frame. It's called deluxe Scrabble. Scrabble. It sounds like it's saying over here, we read yesterday in Kof Gimel, that it's awesome. Okay, but I looked in Kof Dalet, we talked about Mitzchak Chameshis, right? The picture of it, actual picture of it. Alam of Love, 15. You know what that is. Oh, come on. You have a little thing that's like this big, and there are 4x4, and 15 numbers, 1 through 15. And the trick is to get them in order, it's very tough. But yeah, only have one square up, it's up and down, around. You've been here for a long time. It's called 15. He's mad at that. What's the difference between 15 and deluxe Scrabble? So in the footnote, he's mad at 15. The car is mad at deluxe Scrabble too. That's Masha and Echinami. He's to back out from what he said earlier. Look at Samach Dalit. Lo Domi Lahad Le'el de Makara Osis Le Parochas. Yisha Mari Ba'ofen Sha'osis Eilem Reka Ubasis. The other, they are Hebrew Le Parochas Yeshlama de Choshen Kikose. Mashenge Behinu Didan Kol Os Yeshla Reka Ubasis Shalatma. And the Shemach Huseras Kreba Be'alma Me'em Be'em 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 Very nice job. If each letter is sort of freestanding, they put them near each other, so that's considered to be kosher. But if each letter has its own background, so just put them near each other, that's nothing. No, but that's nothing. The same as the background, every number is 15, has a number on a single square. 1, 10, so do in Scrabble. Every letter, A, B, C, is on a square. So the same score that it gives me amount to 15 should be amount to the deluxe Scrabble as well. And beyond that, I'll tell you the truth. Do you think the Lux Scrabble is more kavua than the sphere of state spheres? We saw before, state spheres is usher and three spheres. State spheres is more than three spheres is usher. We saw it. Let me tell you from experience. You give one bang and the Lux Scrabble is gone. Not that strong. If I put the corner, he says the Lux Scrabble should be put in for two reasons. There is a chayot, by the way, answers everything. Hayotim says, made his own gzera. Any game which you normally score points writing down, he said, you're not doing on Shabbos. You're not doing on Shabbos. You have a book. I have my Shabbos. So I have 10 points. I have 24 points. No, that's how you play. You got a secular book. You don't have to be involved in the safer. You got a own book. I don't know what. Whatever book you have. It's a midi. But he said, that's not what you do during the week. So therefore, the Hayotim made his own gzera. Okay. I would accept that there. All right. So now, what about between letters? This is going to be famous. A happy birthday, everybody. They may still have a happy birthday in the shop. They may still have. Okay. Anyone's birthday in the shop? Anybody? No. Okay. Yeah. In Perek Tes Ha'ara Mem Ches, he's talking about opening bags. But Lo Yikra Osios Otsiurim. Don't rip letters or pictures. He writes over here in Ha'ara Mem Ches, Uvehinyan Akriya Ben Shnei Osio Shel Mila Achas. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, Ein Lochosh B'Masha Mafrid Ben Osio Ki Kol Oso Medes B'Nifrad. Okay? I wreck, yes, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Akasha to get to Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says, it's open up to the Mishnah Brura, Shin Mem, Sivkot Chavei, Ches. That's means a long piece about all the halachos of Kosei. Ches is the last of all the cut, you know, osios, the goodness of cut. That's the Ches. Os is what I was looking for before. Os of the Chaber, osios of Kesef, the last four lines in the first column, page 380 in this edition. Os of the Chaber, osios of Kesef, the Parochas, this is the Mogan Avram, the Chayotzevo, Duke Ein Kosei. Okay, and also lost to the men of the Ukein Mochek. Ein Chayotam Klal Amazayim, which we just mentioned. Masha Kosa Tzadeh. Nope. So, Neuvich, Lee, the Esam, Shlema Zama, Zatzal. What do you mean between two letters? There's also two letters. But the Hebrew letters apparently is prohibited. Right? So, Rav Shlema Zama gave the same answer. Shemat, the Meg Rashad, the Shani also. The Choshim Kemechavir, Os, Liklat. The Chen the Hebrew. I will have it also be no longer less of. What is that? What does that mean? I thought he meant was that you have these freestanding letters. You know, the best example of this that we have and that I can think of, some of the shuls. You should have those things in the front of the shul. Rabbi, this, and president, and the schedule of services, Marshall does not. But not many shuls have it. So if you go on Shabbos, you want to change the topic of the sermon or something like that. Better write down the sermon. Right. You want to change mincha, because 5 minutes earlier, so you change the time of mincha for two less instead of eight o'clock at 7:55. You're changing three letters. Gemal. That's the chayav. That's what they're talking about. More or less along those lines. That's pretty kavua. That could be actually a serious child. It's stuck in there, and I think it's your ridges there. So each letter, 7 and 5 and 5, is freestanding. It's taking the 7 and 5 and 5. So you're sticking it in that ridge. It's like taking ink with 7 and putting it on a piece of paper. Comparable, from the Zalman says. As opposed to what we already saw earlier. As opposed to Scrabble. We have the A is on the background already. You're not putting the A on its background, it's on its background already. You're putting the A with its background down on the table. It's garnish. I put a book on the table, I'm kosik. You see, right on the table, there's nothing on it. I put down the Mishnah Berurah, I was kosik. Hilchos Shabbos finishes them. We do this every Shabbos. We put things wrong, put them up, put them down. That's what you're basically saying the same yourself. Good? So far, good? Now I want to rip wise potato chips. That's what it's called, all right? So now I ripped somewhere and I ripped the wise in the middle of the word potato. So well, where did that fit in? That's also the mustard. So if you're ripping between not the P and the, you're between the P and the O. The potato. See the P and the O? That's most of why I think he means, because the P that was made by the manufacturer, Mr. Wise, he wrote the P with the background. The P is the P. And the background, the P is the plastic or whatever that bag is made from. Looks like Scrabble. That's why I said it was Shlomo Zalman's bar. Again, the key is, that's on a background. That's a key point. That's on a background. In the Chela Gimel, on this very Ha'ara, Shlomo Zalman adds a word. He brings a right from the person who wrote a letter in Tveria, a letter to Tzipori, Chaya. Machusa Kreva, Lav Kum. So he says, if Chusa Krevas, Lav Krum, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, so too, you have two letters here together in Yerushalayim, and I move one to Tveria, and one to Tzipori, it's also nothing. That's what you do, you cut between the letters of potato. I move the P to the bump, and I move the O to the bench outside. So what's the difference? It's important. I was wondering if this is true. I was wondering if this is true. They're both sides. If this is true, if I take two letters which have no base, just letters, and I stick them into a beggar, it's called kosei. So what will happen if I took some material and I made a letter here? I made a letter. So these putty, I don't know what we can do to make letters. How can we make letters? I took some putty or something. I made an A here. I made a B there. On my chayv. Well, this should come out maybe not chayv, because there's no zero over here. It's here. There is no background. So if I put the A and the B on the background, 755, I'll make a 7. I'll make a 5 and make a 5. I'll make it in 3 different places. When I put them on the back, but I considered the ksiva, that means when I did it before, why didn't I call the ksiva? I'm just making a aura, I'm not passing this way, but it's just an aura for your consideration. Okay, Rabosai. Yes? We are not so keen on opening and closing those library books. Now, we mentioned earlier the Rambam is a different svarah by the library book. A totally different svarah. That it's like the Mishnah Berurah quotes it right here. In Sifkot, you sign a thing. A different svarah. Don't forget about this one. He says, the last two lines, came in the Osir Lin Ol, the Tov Tamid Lekabe, Mechik Yitziva, Avikidelas HaNizga V'Niftach Tamid, they must have been in Mistira. Like a heter of Derech Tashmisho. The Derech Tashmisho may be a major Yisoh when you talk about Bona. We'll start talking about Bona right away with Ola Roy. That's the introduction to Bona. But that it should apply to the culture of the Mochik as well, that's not so apparent. I believe that Rav Ribi actually, in Lamed and Malach, has a major thesis about Derech Tashmisho. And I think he assumes it applies to every Malacha. And I think one of the main sources is this Ramah, which is cited by the Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot Yudai. That's a different source. That source is right, and then everything's good, if that source is correct. One could say it's correct as Bona, and not correct as Kosev. That goes together. Same resistance that I have from Shlomo Zalman's source with the walnuts. Okay, Rabosai, let's talk about both. Let's talk about Mochek. We know Moch is an Ad Malacha. Fine. Let's open to the Rush and Perek Zayin. We were there once before. Refresh our memories a little bit. There's an actual Maisa Shahoya in this camp, in this room. In this room. Mamish. Some years ago. I don't remember it. I remember it. But Mamish in this room had a very serious Sharla on his face. I'm not kidding. Right here. So Perek Zayin, Siman Tes. We mentioned yesterday, Chomer Mimosim to the Kosek. I know time explained. Keep coming. The cost of the Mishkan told Al Keresh Ephah. Mokhik, they're lifted up. Al Keresh and Koma. So when they didn't know your royal Achaim, I spoke like Osa Achas, they lifted up Osa Keresh and Koma. Royal Achaiva Machsheves Ksiva Yosem Yad Ksiva Atzma. The Rosh and Achaiva Mechikas Pishtush Dio. He thinks, we're not finished yet, don't go away. He said, Mishvari would say, you didn't erase the letter. You erased some of the stuff, and ink just actually fell down. Doesn't form any, no form whatsoever. Should be no Kiyiv, I feel lift up Kamal Tzim to the Oyev of Mishkan. And Mechikas also, lift up the Kovach. Achrei Kos Fizeh, Mechikas Svara. Coming to Zaka, the Rice, the Mokha Kol Sakha, the Rishi Matosef, the Perikin Base. Right, what does it say there? Nafla, Bodio, Al Sefer, Bokoko, Shago, Al Pinkas, Bokoko, Yet you call, okay, this is Shayosios, Kyle! The Tamala Brit Baralan, to get to the original Muskovish, to get to the original Flora. V.A. Sloma. The Hainu Taima, the Ha'os, Shanishna, Vitos, Kimandal Esadamia. Vika Rachir Bishvil Mach Sheva Saksiva. Hilka, Ashbilu Tishtish Vionavi. You're also Chayim Moche. Behind the Noka, the Bryce of Ochos Gdola, I need a ton of custom also Achas Gdola. Ben Achinami, if you eliminate just some plain fish of Joe, you would also be Chayim Mishum Moche. Can it call La Locha in the Shulchan Aruch? Open it up, please. It's Simon Shin Manson Gimel. Amochik Dio Shala Klaf O Shava Shala Pinkus. It's been called with a state of some Shneos. Just Chayim. So presumably if it's true of Joe means any Joe. Just stop. Joe fell down. That's all. Now, wait a sec. Wait a minute. Chayim is Chayim in a Torah. Replenish of Chayim in a Torah in every single case? Well, the Mishnah Brewer writes, Alright, Lobina, she is gavenly of Lichtov Shabbos. You don't have to write right away, but at some point, future point, she's not. Why are you doing this now? Why are you getting rid of this wax or this ink? So at some future date, it should be fit to write on. That's what you have to assume, otherwise, too much of a Of a chidush. Here's what the Mishnah Brura said. He makes a note, it's in the Poshut. He writes, Wadim the Kovatak, I'm announced the Takain. If you have to just do it, not do it on Shabbos, do it at some future day. Now, in the Tosefta, it's mashma that way. Parak Yud Beis, right? The concept of the Rush quote. I call save the carpet. I'm open with carpet putter. Not with yog. I'm saving the chokka. Now we got a tinker from the chokka. Yes, come on, stay up. Please, little stay up. Please, stay up. I'm open with carpet putter. Ain't a chokach. I'm chayvel. I'm open as little. So in the same breath that talks here about this din, if not with yo, it requires to be amanas the takein or amanas lifto. Okay. People going with the same thing. Not got the famous Bach. This Bach is such a issue. This is an amazing Bach. The Bach is cited here. At length here, the Mishnah Brura. Ein Bebach. This is on page 376 of Kot Yud. Halfway down. Ein Bebach. The one has the word Bebach. Do I didn't actually zorg shenofel gyo ala osios or shenot of shava shalo limcho katishtush that if you can cause so min kara osios have you can moche kamenas lichto the chayel. You're reading the same Torah, and all of a sudden, one letter is covered by something. Something. I don't know what it is. The wax. Something got on there somehow or other. After the Osla Salik Ashava of Chelev, the Yikra also a teva of the al peh. Gavra le gavra should bring a different Sefer Torah. This exactly happened right here. Right here in this room. Right there in front of this room. Took out a Sefer Torah, reading on Shabbos morning. And all of a sudden, a letter was covered by some wax. We didn't know what to do. What Shabbos? Something else. Who knows what to do? Who thinks about these things? Who ever heard of such a crazy case? It happened in this room. How do you know this one? Whoops. We were able to say the Torah that year. Okay, so at least we were in the parish. But then the question was, what to do? Is the Hilchus Sefer Torah Shaila? Is the Hilchus Shabbos Shaila? Both ends. Here it says, no prophets, read it by Peh. I'm not that sit well with us. Read by Peh. How do you do that? You're supposed to read the Tokas and the Torah. So my first reaction was, what do you mean you're concerned? Just to remove it. Garnish. My first reaction went, before I get about the derives, let me look it up with other codes. We looked up the Mishnah Berurah and said, you can't do that. You can't do that. Who am I going to argue? Mishnah Berurah, you can't do it? So you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. Well, the Prima Gadim suggests, heck the gamma. You're not Volche, you're not Kolos, you didn't do anything. Here's the irony. Because he's so cavalier, the Prima Gadim, you're not Volche because the letters are there. You just come with a piece of wax, garnished. And you're not Kolos, therefore, if you remove it. For that very reason, he said, to read about pen. Adarab. If it was possible to save a Torah, then there would have been Mochik, would have been Kosev, and then you can't do anything about it. Now, to save a Torah, it's Kosher the Mahadrin. Just a piece, put your hand on top of it. That's all it is. But maybe you mean it about Peh. That's a little bit of a jump. That's the Prima Gadim writes over here, the Mishpat Sof Zov. It's just cutting out. Don't. Why not a Mochik? It's there already. Why not a kosei? It's there already. Same reason. It's there. Imagine, you have a book, you put your hand on top of it. Oh, I can't see it. I put my hand away. Oh, I'm a mochik, I'm a kosei, I'm nothing. So the piece of wax that got stuck there is nothing with nothing. The other problems. Bukta. Maybe the Bach is right. But the bottom line, he doesn't go out and say what he really should say. Just take your fingernail, but make kalakiyad, and get rid of that piece of wax. That's what you should have said to Prima Gadim. Like a reader, I can read like a mensch. He says, just read about Peh. What do we do at that time? That was before another Sefer Torah. That's his recollection. Went for another Sefer Torah. But elsewhere. Okay, that's what happened. The Alter Rebbe gives pshat. The Alter Rebbe gives pshat in the back. I'll read it to a quotation. Quote, this is Tzidal. The Mali mitakein makom letziva, umali le mitakein osios aksuvos. The adrabo, ze tikun yoser. End quote. Again, a little chassidish authority. This is not so simple to my mind. Mochek amenaz letakein ischayo. What's the normal tikun? To make the area ready to write a letter afterwards, Kal v'chomus of the Rebbe. Amorphis. Now that I clear the area, so I can write a letter afterwards, there's a letter there already. It's a bigger Rebbe Shemorphis. The bigger tikkun of the Rebbe. I don't talk about the Rebbe. Prima Gadim says, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. If it's an open area which I wanted to write, but there was wax in the way, and I remove the wax, and I can write there, that's Mokham and that's Lichto of Latake. Here, the letter was there from before. Never! It was there before! What do you have to talk? It was there from the very beginning! Okay, that's what the Rebbe said. Oh. So the Bir Halacha discusses it in some length. And you get an impression from him that maybe the Machmirim held that the Sefer Torah is in fact Nifsal. When the wax is on top of it. Oh, Torah is Nifsal. I don't understand much of what the Rebbe said. It was Nifsal. So I'm making the biggest ticket in the world. I'm now removing the wax. So it's more Gamanas Latake. I'm thinking the same Torah. It's even better than making a place where I could write. It's really there. My wife is, poof, there it is. Woo. So it's the bigger ticket. That's all assuming was possible beforehand. So there's Bialach wants to say no, to draw a fine line. He gets the impression from him that he held that those who came before him had one of two extremes. Either the Sefer Torah is kosher, so they have a head to go, Prima Gadim. Or the Sefer Torah was posel, so now it's usher, which is the opinion of the Bach. He wants to draw a fine line. The Sefer Torah was kosher. Apal PK causes to remove the wax. Why? Melechus Machshev is usher Torah. If that's the case, nothing to do with a Sefer Torah being possible. Let's say I have, what's it called again? Harry Potter? Harry Potter! And I want to read it. There's some wax, a chutzpah. The wax is covering the Harry Potter. Right. Well, the wax, most of it's going to be an issur, going to the beer. Maybe they don't think it's true. But it's going to be an issur according to the beer aloha. What is it? Just a puzzle? Just that he couldn't read it, now he can read it. That's what you're chai. That's what the beer aloha seems to be saying at Kiddush over here. Seems to be saying at Kiddush over here. Quoter of a Kiveger. Which is a chai, which is a metakin nona. Metakin nona. That's what the parts were saying. Torah. I don't know if it's part of Harry Potter. I don't know. Say they talk about the story of Gemara about Hishlimel, because of us, Adam, Hishlimel, the same as Chai, we used to say Chai, Mishum, Kosev, some say Chai, Mishum, Maka, Bepatish, and discussion is only say for Torah. You finish a novel, you wrote the last letter, oh, are you Chai? The big questions sure go beyond our purview, but they're very interesting. But what does emerge clearly is if you have a letter and they got a book and the paper got stuck together. Dipuku adapin lahadodi, says the Allah on the first white line. Yesh nizoyer shel olafarkan du mizu. You have to be careful not to separate one from the other, because the prima donna, that would be a shayla of mochet. Of mochet. Okay, that's a summation. To be a lot of summation. So I saw the Nishmat Shabbos, he also talked about this. He says, if you look at Logan Avram, sounds like he's saying it's really mutter. He really says it's mutter. If two pages are stuck together. The only time it's usher, if it's nidbak of Lokom Oz, because then you're erasing the letter. You sometimes have a venture, it gets stuck with the grease. If you pull it apart, it said Yom Zemechubas, no more Yom Zemechubas. Gone. But that Yom is not Mechubas by you, you're Chal Shabbos. Not Yom Zemechubas by you. Because Chal Shabbos, it's when the Yom is no longer a Yom. It's Chal Shabbos. That's us. So let's say they got stuck together somewhere at some other place with no letters. Now you pull it apart. So now you could write it. You couldn't write it before. See, that's high up the right, there's no place to write on the bench. But in a level of the Rabbanon, so the Rambam sounds like it's saying it's no. There's no is at all. That's the passion. He also quotes, instead of Kuf Yud Ches, the Shabbos, and then the Il Tzedakah, the Reb Shad the Bach, believe it or not, you're not Chayim Mishum Noche, you're Chayim Mishum Kose. Ooh. I don't know how to see that there, but that's what he says. You're Chayim Mishum Kose, because until now the letter was puzzled, because it was covered by wax. Now that you reveal it, Ili Elio, so you reveal the word, the Chayim Mishum Kose. Wow. Ooh. And the Mishnah Brura, in Sivkot Mem Hei, give a look quickly. Sivkot Mem Hei, the very end of the Siman. Sivkot Mem Hei. This is the Yoruz Bukim, talking about Torea. But in this context, he quotes, Nidduku b'mokam ha'osyos, also the far card. Also the b'mokam ha'rom, it's an iser, only if b'mokam ha'osyos. Osyos. What about Lov Malkam Osios? Why aren't you chayev out the Tosefta? Right, over there, that is the difference between a Pinchas and a Neil. We saw the Tosefta, which was quoted earlier. Machaber quoted, Tzav Gimel. Shava shal a Pinchas. Yes, a Shava and a Pinchas, some kind of a specialized kind of a material, is very, very tight. And therefore, that's why it's prohibited. That's what the Shmuz Yaakov says. He's not reported about the Bialomar, he crossed out. But it can't happen to us if he crossed out. But the first one, Erev and Mendala, you got Teva. Compared to the old different gears. But Mendala, there's no dispute about the gears. So what do you do with Rashi? So the Korban Asano says that Rashi already took care of this problem. The Mesek Lishona. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the carbon of Sana, please. Rush here in Simon. Kes. Carbon of Sana, Osku. The last line of the page, page 352. Aber Rashi b'mesek l'shono nishma mizeh. Rashi. Most important, well, that we're going to be discussing.